Dreamscape presents Waking Up in Charleston by Cheryl Woods. Narrated by Lauren Ezzo. 1. Sunday services were over, and most of the congregation had gone home for the traditional midday dinner. Caleb, however, was still in the church office, trying to feel his way through an unexpected and troubling counseling session. He studied the couple sitting across from him and wondered if he dared tell them what he really thought, that they were way too young even to be thinking about marriage. Mary Louise Carter was just a few months out of high school. In fact, with her stylishly short, sun-streaked hair, she looked even younger. Danny Marshall, every bit the preppy overachiever, was barely into his sophomore year at Clemson. In Caleb's opinion, they were years away from knowing what they really wanted out of life. Unfortunately, he could predict exactly how they'd reply. They'd remind him that they'd known each other since grade school, been sweethearts since Danny's freshman year in high school. They both thought their marriage was inevitable. So what if having a baby on the way had kicked up the timetable by several years? "It's not the end of the world," Mary Louise said, her adoring gaze on Danny. Though she rarely looked away from her fiancé, she evidently didn't see the barely concealed panic that Caleb spotted. He'd counseled enough couples during his 10 years as a minister to recognize the signs of a man being pushed toward a commitment he wasn't ready to make. "Danny, is this wedding really what you want?" Caleb asked directly. Aware that Mary Louise's eyes had widened with dismay, he quickly added, "I know you love Mary Louise, and I think it's wonderful that you want to take responsibility for the baby and do the right thing by Mary Louise, but there are other options." Danny squirmed uncomfortably and avoided Mary Louise's hurt expression. "What kind of options?" "You could acknowledge paternity and pay child support. Or you both could agree to give the baby up for adoption, to a family more prepared to give a child the life he or she deserves," Caleb suggested, careful to keep his tone neutral. Even so, Mary Louise leapt up. "No way," she said, quivering with outrage. She scowled at Caleb, then whirled on Danny. "This is our baby! How could you even think about giving away our baby, Danny Marshall?" Danny gave her a sullen look.
"I didn't say I'd do it. I asked Reverend Webb what the options are. Geez, Mary Louise, settle down."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?